Biden's border chief claims power to admit more illegals. By Neil Monroe on June 29, 2024. Illegal migrants who are caught and bussed out of the country can use the CBP One cell phone app to get government permission to re-enter the United States, Border Czar Alejandro Mayorkas declared on June 26. If an caught individual has agreed to and been returned voluntarily to Mexico, are they eligible for a CBP One appointment? They are, he told a reporter at his tightly managed Tucson press conference on June 26. They don't want to actually bar people from coming into the country, responded Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. They just want the illegal migrants to be laundered through the CBP One process, and this enables them to do that, he added. CBP One is a smartphone app that allows migrants to request entry into the United States via an official gate, dubbed a port of entry. Mayorkas's deputies use the process to give a parole legal status to illegal economic migrants. That legal spin helps Mayorkas provide the migrants with the work permits they need to pay off their smuggling debts and bring up their family members. Mayorkas, who was recently impeached by the House, also suggested he has the legal authority to raise the inflow of parole migrants via CBP One, regardless of immigration numbers set by Congress in 1965 and 1990. The number of appointments that are permitted through CBP One, approximately 1,400 to 1,500 a day, are based on the capacity of our ports of entry, he told a reporter. They are antiquated ports of entry that are also in need of funding to modernize them. Mayorkas's current inflow of 1,500 per day adds up to almost 550,000 a year, or one illegal migrant for every 7 American births. What he's saying is, if Congress gives us more money for improving the ports of entry, we will wave in illegal aliens even faster, which is the objection Republicans have been making all along, Krikorian said. He added, this administration has created a parallel illegal method of letting people into the country. There are twice as many illegal aliens coming in as legal immigrants. So this ad hoc, bootstrapped immigration system that they're creating is twice as large as the actual legal immigration system. The current legal immigration system allows roughly 1 million migrants, or roughly one extra migrant for every 3.5 American births. Mayorkas's migration enables the annual inflow of at least 3 migrants, or almost one migrant for every American birth. Biden's White House deputies support Mayorkas's border inflow, Krikorian said. If they wanted to truly veto something that he was doing, they could do it. But I don't think there's enough energy in the executive staff in the White House to actually change Mayorkas' behavior. And they don't necessarily really want to anyway. Mayorkas is perhaps the most powerful member of Biden's cabinet. He is strongly backed by Mark Zuckerberg's Forward.us advocacy group, which represents the interests of West Coast investors. The investors gain wealth and power when the government pulls in consumers, renters, and workers from foreign countries. Mayorkas argues that more migration is an economic and moral necessity, regardless of the damage it does to ordinary Americans, the U.S. economy, and the countries that lose their migrants to the U.S. economy. For example, Mayorkas says he supports migrants and claims the core founding principle of the United States is equity, and that he is building an immigration system that ensures equity for migrants who wish to live and work in Americans' homeland. Mayorkas is also using immigration as an economic strategy to inflate the overall size of the U.S. economy with extra consumers, renters, and workers. Regrettably, our legal immigration system is not designed to meet the need of employers here in the United States, Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told the Senate's Judiciary Committee in March 2023. He continued, individuals from other countries want to come here to work, even seasonally, even temporarily, earn the money that they can bring back to their home countries and support their families there. To fulfill the need for labor here in the United States, we can screen and vet these individuals in their home countries, and they can travel safely to the United States by air, gain lawful employment, contribute to our economy, return to their home countries with the earnings that they've made and address fundamentally the root causes of why people travel irregularly in the first place. In December 2022, Mayorkas told El Paso Matters.org, we look to our partner to the north that has a much more nimble immigration system that can be retooled to the needs at the moment. For example, Canada is in need of 1 million workers and they have agreed that in 2023, they will admit 1.4 million immigrants to fill that labor need that Canadians themselves cannot. We are stuck in antiquated laws that do not meet our current needs. And they haven't been working for many, many years. This Mayorkas plan echoes President George W. Bush's planned Any Willing Worker plan of 2004. Bush's plan would have tilted the labor market against families by allowing U.S. employers to freely hire people from around the world when no Americans can be found to fill the jobs. Mayorkas's migration policies unite the progressive and investor wings of the new Democratic Party into a wee coalition. That coalition uses migration to shift wealth and political power from a broad swath of ordinary Americans towards CEOs, wealthy coastal investors, and government elites. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has quietly adopted a policy of extraction migration to grow the consumer economy after it helped investors move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, white-collar graduates, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The rarely mentioned economic policy has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced Americans' productivity and political clout, slowed high-tech innovation, shrunk trade, crippled civic solidarity, and incentivized government officials and progressives to ignore the rising death rate of discarded, low-status Americans. Donald Trump's campaign team recognizes the economic impact of migration. Biden's unpopular policy is flooding America's labor pool with millions of low-wage illegal migrants who are directly attacking the wages and opportunities of hard-working Americans, said a May statement from Trump's campaign. The secretive economic policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. Similar policies have damaged citizens and economies in Canada and the United Kingdom. The colonialism-like policy has also damaged small nations and has killed hundreds of Americans and thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded jungle trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.